Now, today marks the final day on the job for John Young, the Pentagon's Undersecretary of Defense for Acquisition, Technology, and Logistics. Before leaving, he sat down with one last exit interview with reporters. Our own Max Kakis was there. He joins us now live. And Max, you were telling us two words essentially described this briefing.
Yeah, Amy, those two words are refreshingly candid. Now, Undersecretary Young seemed almost relieved to be leaving the big stage of acquisition in one of the government's largest federal agencies and buyers.
Bottom line for me is people run programs, not documents and not processes. We have to create a better environment. It's hard to understand in the current environment why a person would aspire to come and run a Department of Defense acquisition program in the face of a lot of uninformed criticism of acquisition. Accountability for the program is frankly beyond the person's control. Many things happen prior to their tenure because we rotate program managers. And then going forward, they will have a lack of control of the factors that determine their success because they cannot mandate what their budget will be and they don't have total autonomy over requirements and other things. We must train people, the people that we have. We need to hire more of the right people going forward. I've been singularly unsuccessful in getting any additional manpower in AT&L despite the need for that. So I do hope the new initiatives are going to change that. And this is all Secretary Gates believes that this is what needs to happen. But it's below him in the machinery of the building that is going to have to make new switches to get billets and hire people to do these jobs and do them better in the right places. And it has been a great frustration for me that I've been unable to get any new individual.
Young also had some tough comments for reporters on the subject of how to hire new acquisition and contracting staff.
In one of the years, I think a year ago, we had something on the order of 1,000 applicants for 70 fellowships. So there's clearly, I think, qualified people and opportunity out there. And at some of the important factors, I think the government can compete in that marketplace. The less important but real factors are where the government doesn't do well. When I was an engineer getting out of college, in weeks I'd interview and then have offers from companies. I interviewed in a couple of government places. 6 months later, after I'd taken a job, I got a letter from the government. I talked to a lady whose son is, a generation after me, same experience. If we're going to be 6 months to market, go through this process I'm indirectly talking to you about do I have a billet? In the government, you got to have a billet, then you got to have money, then you got to have approvals to hire. Our personnel processes, in my view, are broken. And they are, once you get in the job, they are a somewhat unimportant factor. But they are an impediment to getting the best people to come into these jobs. And then in some ways, some of the environmental features here need to be improved. I mean, we've got to operate more like a business. It can't be impossible for you to get basic IT support, phone support, travel and other things. But a lot of things in the government are cumbersome, and they don't encourage people to stay.
And Young took a swipe at well-meaning, but he says ultimately counterproductive efforts by Congress to add more and more paperwork to the acquisition process, and says pending acquisition reform legislation in both the House and the Senate is typical of this problem.
You got to have some judgment so people can best make decisions and spend taxpayer money. And I think this constant urge in the Congress to provide, there was something like 100 pages of legislation last year, and these bills are going to almost certainly constitute, more tens of pages of legislation. The more we do this, the more program managers will unquestionably have to do things to comply, and they will spend less time managing their programs and more time defending their budget, running options to cut their budget, and processing documents and checklists and certifications so they can be free to go run their program with the fraction of their time that's left to do that. So I think obviously some of the concepts are good in these pieces of legislation. Some of them are my own concepts. But I think the legislation tends to go beyond that to excesses that perceive you can write enough rules and restrictions and directions to assure a successful program outcome.
So, Max, do we have a sense as to where Mr. Young is going off to? Everyone's been trying to figure it out.
Sure. Actually, he was quite blunt about that, Chris.
He says,
I have absolutely no plans yet.
Oh, well, there you go.
And yet another swipe at the system. He says he doesn't have any plans and likely won't begin looking for work at least for another few days until after he leaves the Pentagon. He spoke rather critically and, again, refreshingly candidly about the fact that the current rules on what acquisitions can do after they leave their jobs, especially very high-profile job like his, means that for some time to come, as he puts it, he won't be able to participate in the economy. Young was critical of rules and regs that say he can't effectively go to work for companies that could make use of his expertise, and says he would rather see a system where people can do what they want to do with whomever they want to do it, as long as they exhibit a degree of, your favorite word, transparency in the years after they leave an office. He says he knows a number of good people who would be highly qualified to serve as acquisition program managers in the Pentagon. They simply don't want to be hamstrung by these rules. They don't want to be told how much money they can make and do what they would like to do. Finally, he says he did as much as he could in the year he was on the job, noting, of course, that his nomination was held up in the Senate for more than 6 months. He says in an effort to get some things done, he went out on a limb in some cases, making some decisions that in retrospect an acting undersecretary might not have had the full authority to do, and all because he wanted to get some projects and contracts off the dime.
And it is a very interesting challenge because, you know, you need some ethics rules in place
right.
to stress that, you know, you can't. We've seen situations where people have given contracts mm-hmm. to people that they were the contracting mm-hmm. officer, and that's illegal. But a lot of people don't become contracting officers
yeah.
because they're almost eliminating their future career prospects.
Yeah, and his frustration was palpable. You could see it in
and
the room.
But this is one of these situations where there is no easy answer, so it's very challenging.
There is not. But it was good to see John Young one more time before he left office.